Here we are. Mom and the girls doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, I'm just going to jump right into it.
All right.
Did you hear about this woman named Belle Gibson?
No.
Do you think that's a fake name? Belle Gibson. All right. She's,
I think so.
She's like a fitness guru. She runs something called The Whole Pantry. She's got like cookbooks and apparently an award-winning app. She's made $1 million in profits from those. And
that's it?
Yeah.
I feel like that's not that much. But.
Well, she's 26.
Oh, really?
God. Yeah.
Don't you kind of wonder why she would choose that as her like alias name?
Yeah.
Belle Gibson.
Because it sounds like Mel Gibson.
Yeah, it's like, why would you want to be associated with that?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
She's an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
Oh, well. She's got other issues, because apparently she made a lot of money on her cookbooks and wellness app because she was claiming to have cancer and a brain tumor. And then she was on an interview when it came out that, in fact, she never had cancer or a brain tumor, and so she was like, trying to backtrack and say she had thought that she had cancer and cancer was her reality, and then when she found out that it wasn't her fault.
But that could be true though, because there's so many people that are just pathological liars that like really believe the things they're saying. You know what I mean?
Well,
so
yeah,
I don't know.
I thought this kind of went with our discussion we had last week on the podcast that,
like, I identify as a cancer patient, so
right,
therefore I am.
Yeah.
So right, but she's claimed, like, going back to 2009, she said that she had 3 heart operations, 2 cardiac arrests. She had a stroke. She died on the operating table. She went to have a brain scan, presumably because she thought she had multiple sclerosis.
Oh my God.
And then she said that the doctor came back and told her that it came back that she had a brain tumor, and it was somebody named Mark Johns, but no one can find him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like he doesn't exist. She said that.
That name is really funny.
Yeah. Mark, like, John.
Like, they're like, what was the doctor's name? And she's like, Mark John.
Exactly.
They're like, oh, Mark John. Did you say Mark John?
Yeah.
Like, I've never even heard of the last name Johns.
I know. Yeah.
Apparently, he diagnosed her using a frequency machine in her home, because that's how neurologists usually
do studies. Is she a Scientologist? Was it like that?
I don't know.
Thetans?
She mm-hmm. said, he went to my home and did a series of tests. There was a machine with lights on the front. It's like a light bright or something.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Bleep, bleep.
That'd be fun.
There are 2 metal pads, one below the chair and one behind your back, measuring frequencies. And then he said to me that I had a stage 4 brain tumor.
Metal
and I
and
had
4
months
sense.
To
yeah.
live.
She had 4 months to live.
4 months to live after a stage 4 brain tumor that he diagnosed with a machine
without
that
looking at her brain
had
or
lights and yeah.
It does sound like the Scientology documentary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Like, when you're wrong, like, just like weird tests that they make you take.
And then he yeah. gave her medication, and he told her it was oral chemotherapy, and she believed it.
Okay.
Yeah. So apparently, then they started looking into her background, and like she was supposed to have given money to charities that never made it to the charities, and
the Human Fund.
They haven't been able to find
money for people.
Yeah.
It's a Seinfeld reference, Ma.
What is it?
A Seinfeld reference.
To what?
George gives
money
to the Human Fund, which is an organization he made up as a gift for somebody. He donated money to the Human Fund. Money
hilarious.
For people.
Yeah. That is, yeah, see.
You made a Seinfeld reference earlier, and now you're not getting one.
I know,
that's
but our people
fairly
don't
well
know
known.
We made a Seinfeld.
I know, but you, okay.
Well, I didn't recognize it.
But you made a really obscure Seinfeld reference earlier.
No, it was the one when Kramer was wearing the the tight pants, and he was walking around like he was Frankenstein. Everyone would know that one.
Just like everyone should know the Human Fund.
So she said when she found out, she said, I figured out where I stood and I'd receive... When she once I figured out where I stood and received the definitive, you don't have cancer, it was traumatizing. And the woman interviewing said, traumatizing that you don't have cancer?
I get, like, if she weren't lying, I could see that being, not traumatizing, well, I don't think is the right word, but, like, that people, shocking.
Yeah, like, they think they're dying, they get all ready for it, yeah. And then they,
yeah.
Find out they're going to be fine, and then right. It's like the rug pulled out from under them. But
yeah,
because like
they've already like come
but
to
would
grips
you say
with
it was traumatizing?
I don't
would
know.
Say it was. I don't you know. Exhilarating.
Well, yeah, but I don't know.
I guess I'd be.
I guess if you
I'd
go through all the
whoever.
Yeah, like if you go through all the steps of like what it takes to come to grips with that diagnosis, I'm saying somebody who actually has that happen, not a liar.
No, and she is. She has two birth certificates.
Nice.
She said that she was 23. And then when they said, but you're not 23, and she said, well, I would be 26.
What if what, what? Happened? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, when she admitted she lied to her friends, insisted, oh, she's 23 and she claimed to be 26. That's what it is.
Oh,
so
she
just
is
the
23?
Opposite. Yeah, so when she admitted that she lied to her friends and insisted that she was older than her 23 years, she said, I would be 26. Something like that.
Okay.
That's, I don't know. Okay. It was weird. But she has two birth certificates. She changed her name 4 times.
Okay. Legally? Because I don't think you can do it that
I
way.
Don't know. If I don't know what... well, I mean, you don't have to do it legally if you believe that you're somebody else.
I guess. No, I know.
Diddy does it all the time.
That's
Diddy,
true.
Diddy did it.
Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop Lion.
Ice-T did it, I bet.
Did he?
I don't know.
Miley
Snoop
Cyrus
did?
Changed her name legally, though.
Oh, to what?
Miley Cyrus. She was born Destiny Hope.
Ugh.
Cyrus.
What a horrendous, that's such a southern name.
Well, she goes, it's a beautiful name, so it's not my name.
Destiny Hope. Ugh.
Destiny
it just sounds like such a white trash name.
Oh.
Amy, you're alienating some of our southern listeners.
I know.
But she had people who actually had cancer following
coming
her
to, yeah,
and
exactly.
Following her diets. I mean, following
yeah.
her,
well,
you
she's
know,
she's a pig.
Cookbooks.
She's a horrendous human being.
Yeah, like they would go with that as opposed to
chemo,
like standard
normal
medicine. Because
well,
she claimed to have been cured.
I don't know.
They're not going to prosecute her.
Well, they shouldn't, because you also shouldn't take advice from some nut on the internet who could be telling you whatever.
Yeah, that's like, true, too.
Like, listen to your doctors.
But when
yeah.
people have cancer...
I know, they won't
they
ever... I know, it's like Andy Kaufman.
She's doing intent.
Yeah, they go to Mexico to find...
Well, and Steve Jobs, if he had just done what doctors said, he could be still alive today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was on this diet that just totally, like, destroyed his pancreas. And then he had... Yeah, and then he rejected Western medicine for, like...
the wisdom of the Orient?
I guess so. Like, diets that were just... thing like alternative,
but he had pancreatic cancer.
He did, but I mean, he also had more money than God. So
well, but
he could have had a lot
you
more
don't
time.
Come back
yeah.
from
it's like
pancreatic
it's
cancer.
Like Magic Johnson doesn't have AIDS anymore.
Exactly, he could have just bought
well,
himself
some
time.
I don't know what the story is with that. That sounds
the cure is money.
Strange,
the cure money is the cure for AIDS.
Yeah,
but not pancreatic cancer apparently.
Well, it would have been if he had done what he should have done in the beginning. And he realized when it was too late
yeah.
that he tried those things and it was too late.
It's so sad.
It's really, really sad.
Pancreatic cancer is really
that's a killer, yeah. Well, because yeah. I feel like once you notice the signs, it's already too late, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to get their pancreas checked out.
True.
Like, at a physical.
Not usually, I know.
Yeah. That's awful.
All right, so what do you think of Ariana Grande?
Love her.
She awesome?
She's
good.
She's a patriot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, she loves you. I think that's the most important thing to know.
Yeah.
She loves you, and she loves the country. And, yeah, she had to make a statement backtracking.
There's a couple statements, I think.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Reiterating her backtracking.
Right. She only said, well, what did she say? Let's see.
She said, well, what did she say initially that she had to apologize for?
What did she yeah. do and say?
She yeah. went into this donut shop with mm-hmm. her backup dancer right. slash boyfriend, who yeah. she was, like, sucking face with him
yes.
in front of the cameras.
Yes, she was.
Which is a delightfully American thing to do.
Disgusting. She must not have known that the cameras were there. I'm guessing.
I would imagine she did not.
Nobody thinks about cameras these days. They're everywhere.
Yeah, but if you're a celebrity, I don't know, whatever. So
you'd
then
think she'd be more cautious. She could have been like drunk or stoned or something though too.
They like say something to each other and they like dare each other to like lick this donut that's on display.
Oh, that's what they did.
Yeah, so they each like licked it, and then the sales girl comes out from the back with a tray of like these oversized donuts.
Right,
and she goes. She's, like, standing right in front of this girl who's holding the donuts.
I thought she turned her back to her.
When she licked the donuts, that's it. But the girl was facing her, like, standing right in front of her, and Ariana goes, what the F is that? Ugh, I hate America. I hate Americans.
That's disgusting. That's how she ended her little rant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she had to, like, apologize up and down for the next 3 days straight.
And that bakery got, like, their health... degraded to a B from an A because of that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Like,
it's disgusting. And she claimed, it just looked like she licked it, that she didn't really lick it.
Well, her...
How old is she even?
22?
She's 22.
Yeah, she said she's extremely proud to be an American and always made it clear that she loves the country. What she said in a private moment with her friend who was buying the donuts was taken out of context. First of all, it wasn't a private moment because she was in a public place.
And the whole context is there.
Yeah. How do you say it was taken out of context? I hate America and I hate Americans?
No. Yeah. That's just
I think that's pretty blatant.
There's a lot of stories on the internet about her being like a really snotty, entitled brat.
I think we saw evidence of that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But because she's an advocate for healthy eating, food is very important to me, and I sometimes get upset by how freely we as Americans eat and consume things without giving any thought to the consequences that it has on our health and society as a whole.
That's so obnoxiously arrogant and like...
Isn't it?
Yeah, so condescending.
It's very condescending.
Like, she knows so much better than the rest of us Americans that she's actually upset about it.
Right. We need to do more to educate ourselves.
Okay, the dangers of Grande. Did you even go to high school?
She is Grande, isn't she?
No, she's little. Oh. Wait, you thought she was, like, fat?
No.
You thought she was a medium at Starbucks?
Yes. No, I was saying she's wonderful. Grand.
Doesn't Grande mean big?
Yeah.
Large?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She's not then.
She's petite. Donuts.
She's a petite. Well, yeah.
She's really petite.
She's what with the small?
Tall.
She's not tall either. Though.
No, she's what is it? Pequeño?
Pequeño? Is that a size at Starbucks?
No, but it means like small or something.
Yeah, probably.
Well, she had to pull out of the Major League Baseball All-Star game, so Demi Lovato's going to get to do it anyway.
Well, and her excuse for why she pulled out was because she had, like, her wisdom teeth taken out or something. Yeah. And it's like, really? Not the fact that this is the day after you spit on donuts? And yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then her tweet that she sent a couple days later was, peace out, final three wisdom teeth, been real, and then in quotes, or in parentheses, I feel like ass.
I don't think I felt that bad with my wisdom teeth. I was just kind of like grossed out by the feeling, but I didn't feel like ass afterwards.
Yeah.
Plus, I was on like perks, so.
Well, so you would have felt good then.
I was flying pretty high.
Yeah.
I just slept a lot.
I didn't take any medication.
I know. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, you were afraid you were going to die mm-hmm. if they put you under.
I still could. I mean, who knows if I would have.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
You don't know.
I could have saved my own life.
Right.
Pretty crazy.
I think you might have.
I think you missed out on a good story of being put under, though, because I know, like, my friend Kate had a good story about being put under after she got her wisdom teeth out. And I remember I came home and, like, Mom gave me Gatorade or something, and I, like, tried to drink it, but it all just came out my mouth. Like, I immediately, like, drooled it all down my mouth and then, like, went up and slept for hours.
Gatorade?
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah. It was awesome. And I don't even remember, like, making it from the like dentist's office to the car or home. Yeah. Like it was just like weird, just like flashes of memory. Yeah, like I just was home all of a sudden. Like you would have carried me to the car. Or
something. Yeah. I threw you over my shoulder.
Yeah.
Carried you into the house. Yeah. And put you in bed.
Exactly. No, first you gave me Gator that, like, my mouth wasn't even shut. Like, that's how, like, messed up I was. Like, I was like, bleh.
And then I took you outside and had you drink your Gatorade.
Yeah, exactly.
So you wouldn't make a mess in the house.
It was like a dog dish. Exactly. I had to lap it up. Yeah. It was good times.
Lap it up.
Yeah.
Lap it up.
Well, let's not even give her any more attention. Don't even like Ariana Grande.
I know, I don't either.
I don't know who she is.
I
couldn't
even
pick her out of a lineup.
She actually sings well, I think.
Does she? Is she a Disney
care.
Kid?
Yeah. I don't care.
No, she was on Nickelodeon.
Oh, okay. They're all the same.
I know. And they call her like the next Mariah Carey because she's got that high-pitched voice. Like, really powerful.
Interesting.
That's a dime a dozen these days. All those.
Mariah Carey voice?
Yeah.
Well, now there's probably Mariah Carey voice now, but, like, prime Mariah Carey voice. Yeah.
Mariah Carey doesn't have a Mariah Carey voice.
No, I heard it on TMZ. They isolated her vocals over Christmas.
Yeah, they did, and it was horrendous. Oh, it was, like, so pitchy and awful, and, like...
It was, like,
terrible. That was really bad.
It was great. Somebody did that to Courtney Love, too. Like, some... I don't know if it was...
Well, that's never a good thing to do.
No, I know.
That's
it was like a sound tech, though, like, supposedly did it live at the show because she was, like, a jerk to him. Oh. So he, like, turned band's instrument all the way down, and it was just her singing, and it was...
Well, that was, like, that was pretty rough. Oh, and, like, playing her guitar, too, like, really badly.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a joke. Sad. I mean, I don't
Kanye
think anybody
Bohemian
expects.
Rhapsody.
Right.
Yeah.
We had that.
No, that was pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
He also said that he was, like, the greatest rock star of all time at Glastonbury, and then sang Bohemian Rhapsody and, like, messed up the lyrics. Like, the gall of that man is just... He's a reprehensible human being.
He must be just playing a big joke on everybody.
I think that's what people think, but I don't think that's true. I think he's just being given, like, a free pass everywhere he goes, and I don't understand why. Like, I really don't. Like, I don't know what he's contributed. But people are just like, it's just Kanye being Kanye. And it's like, well, yeah, but we don't have to, like, pay attention to him or, like, report on everything he does. He's an idiot. And he's not even, like, entertaining.
No, he's not.
Like, it's not like it's, like, fun or anything.
And he does, like, that fashion line that got, like, panned at New York Fashion Week. And his fashion line was just, like, people wearing, like, nude-colored and black stockings. Just tights or whatever. It was, like, that kind of... It was, like, nylon.
Yeah.
Just, like, nylon bodysuits.
He's just a dummy, but I think his mom was, like,
Bodysuits in, like, black and nude.
Wasn't his mom, like, a professor and, like, a real, like... I think she was awful, too.
Really?
And I think she, like, raised... She was, like, a single mom or something. So I think that's where he gets it, like... I think he was just told his whole life that, like, he was the best, and and then she died.
See, this is why I never told you you were the best.
I know. We would never amount to anything, I think, is what you said.
You should do the opposite, and then see how that goes.
She took us down. Yeah. And she died, like, after, like, complications from, like, plastic surgery. Elective plastic surgery.
That he paid for.
Yeah.
I think he's had a...
Was that before their wedding?
Oh, yeah.
For their wedding or something?
No, she died, like, years ago.
Yeah.
Oh. No,
it was,
I know,
like,
but...
right before the Taylor Swift thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because then he went on Jay Leno, and Jay Leno was like, what would your mother have said? And he, like, started crying.
Oh, yeah. That's...
I know.
Soon.
It was pretty brutal.
Yeah, I don't even know why he did that.
It's just like the Hugh Grant thing that he did about, like, what were you thinking? Like,
Jay says it like it is.
Yep.
Is that it?
Well, because he gets... I mean, it got people taught. Those are moments that people will never forget about Jay Leno, you know, that he, like, brought up these things immediately after, which, whatever. He was in Ted 2. He had a weird cameo in that movie.
Really? Was it funny?
His cameo was actually not bad. A girl I know was in Ted 2, and I didn't even know it when I saw
it. Who was it?
Reb Powers.
Really?
The girl I went to Hofstra with, yeah. It was actually a pretty funny scene. And then somebody commented on her Facebook. I was like, wait a minute, you were in that movie? And she's like, yeah, I was so-and-so in this
scene. Do you remember it now?
No, I remember the scene. It was Ted wants to have a kid, but he can't because he's a teddy bear.
Why didn't you recognize it when you were watching it, that it was her?
Because it was like 11 o'clock at night, and I was tired. And I wasn't really
Like watching.
Yeah. And someone that he works with at the grocery store is like, points out a family of white N-words. And Ted just keeps being like, wait, is that a phrase? Like, because she's like, look at that white N-word family over there. And then it's Reb is the wife, and then some guy, and then they're holding like a baby. So she's pointing out like a family, and Reb is like playing the mom. I was like, oh my god, that was you? So now I'm like, do I have to watch that movie again to, yeah, to see Reb or just it. See like that one part? But I was like, holy crap, because they filmed it in Boston, and she lives in like Sterling, Mass.
That's so cool.
Yeah, but I thought that was neat. She's the one that hooked me up with that Freddie Mercury documentary. She sent me like a thing on Facebook about how they were looking for like Freddie Mercury and Queen fans.
Oh yeah.
So I like
when you were
them.
Interviewed.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
So, I know.
All right, I have a health and fashion combo alert.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it about Kanye?
It isn't about Kanye. No, I'm changing the subject because okay. I think we've talked about Kanye
covered
quite
Kanye.
Enough.
Yeah, we didn't
quite
the
enough.
Kibosh on Kanye forever.
No. Mm-hmm. Or yes.
You want to keep that door open?
Well, I think we should. It's the Kardashian related.
Yes.
Surely something will come up there.
My favorite Armenian family.
So evidently, an Australian woman spent 4 days in the hospital after her skinny jeans cut off the blood supply to her calf muscles, causing her to collapse. She's 35. I mean, skinny jeans and 35. I guess, you know, some could pull it off, but... So she was helping relatives move, and she had noticed that her skinny jeans were somewhat tight.
Which is in their inherent nature, I feel like.
Which, according to the neurologist, said he guessed the skinny jeans tend to be somewhat tight.
Mm-hmm. What does he know?
But the woman had spent the day, because she was helping somebody move, squatting down and cleaning out cupboards. So then later on, when she left, she was walking through a park, and she noticed that her feet were increasingly weak to the point where she fell. Then she had to crawl to the side of the road and hailed a taxi to the hospital, where the medical staff were forced to cut the jeans from her legs because they couldn't remove them any other way.
I feel like they cut off everyone's jeans, though, when you get to the hospital. Like it's not like they're going to unbutton them and pull them off of you.
What do you mean?
I feel like when people are in like accidents and stuff, like you always see them like cutting off their jeans. I know, but
get them quickly.
That's. Can you imagine though if they unbuckle and then unzip your pants?
You're wearing like overalls.
Yeah. They're like gingerly.
Oh my god,
that's hilarious.
So, yeah, evidently they theorized that the prolonged squatting had cut off the blood supply to her calf muscles, causing them to become, quote, massively swollen.
Oh,
I
man.
Know.
That's awful. Why would you wear, like, I don't wear jeans when I'm doing anything like that. Like, you know, like when I'm doing, like, physical labor. Like, even mowing the lawn, I throw on shorts.
You don't.
I don't think prolonged is the right word. I think it should have been, like, repeated.
Yeah.
It's prolonged.
She's just, like, doing squats and jeans.
Like a dollhouse or something that she was moving things out of. Like, why would she be squatting the whole time?
Why wouldn't you, like, be on your knees and stuff? Like,
there's more comfortable
you're in, like, a catcher's position, like, for an hour.
Yeah.
Maybe she plays softball and she just can do it.
I think she lacks wisdom, but I could understand.
She lacks wisdom.
But you can see somebody squatting.
Yeah, but I feel like that, like, you're just
defying. I don't think
defying...
she was doing aerobics.
Yeah, but to be able to squat for that, or whatever she was doing for that long, I feel like you have to be, like, in pretty decent shape to do it for long enough for your, like, calves to, like, lose.
Yeah.
Lose power.
Lose power. To power down.
Yeah. Well, they did in the park.
I know, though. That was feet.
Her feet powered down.
They were proteins.
Like she walks like on her tiptoes or something. Like, your feet don't really play that. I mean, you're on them, but they don't get tired. Your legs get tired.
It was her calf muscle.
Yeah, but if she didn't have any blood flow to her feet.
You wouldn't get tired. They'd get numb.
Yeah.
Well,
I've
did.
Had that she happen, though, like, numb. Where my leg fell asleep, and I, like, didn't realize it, and then I got up stand up, and I, like,
I've had that almost gave like out. It's awful. Wrong way,
yeah.
You feel it.
It's horrible. Mm-hmm. It's, like, and I was, like, at a bank one time, and it did it. Like, I was, like, meeting with somebody to talk about a loan, and I got up, and I looked like an insane person, because I'm, like, holding on to the edge of the desk.
It's been a couple years. I've really gotten my stuff together.
Yeah, exactly.
Borrow some money.
I can't stand up.
My balance seems to escape me.
Yeah. I was just sitting. I didn't do anything.
I don't sit anymore. Yeah. So this was weird for me.
Exactly. It was weird because I don't remember like sitting in a weird way. I just all of a sudden like
maybe you
had
tense.
No leg. I think I was.
You were feeling tension.
It was just an embarrassment. It could have been way worse if I like fell. In the glass cubicle of the bank.
That would have been... They would have caught that on camera.
Yeah, oh,
sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I wonder if I would have gotten that loan. I didn't even apply for a loan. I was just asking questions. Like, can we just give you money?
Yeah. No, yeah, so they had to flush the proteins out of her bloodstream so that she didn't get any damage to her kidneys.
That's weird.
And that took 4 days. 4 days
That's
she was
scary.
I know.
That's
so
like a freak accident thing.
Well, it is.
You know.
Well, it's, you know, it's
well,
a
I mean,
combination.
It's just a comedy of horrendous circumstances and everything, but that just is such a freaky...
It's about choice. It's about choices.
That's true.
Yeah. Number one, skinny jeans when you're helping a friend move
is
a bad
planning.
Choice. Yep. Number two...
In Australia, which I would imagine is hot.
Yeah.
Or are they in winter right now because they're on the other side of the globe? I don't know how things work.
I don't know.
The toilets flush the opposite way.
I think that's an urban legend, though, isn't it? Or is that true?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's true.
It might be true.
We'll have to look it up someday.
I'll forget about it. According to The Simpsons, it's true, so.
Well, then, there you
go.
So
it must be true.
So the advice is to wear looser clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do want to wear skinny jeans, stand up and walk around to get the blood pumping if your legs start to feel tingly.
That's really sad.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
All right. See? You learn things.
It's true.
On the Who Cares podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Or just don't help your friends move.
Yeah, that would be a bigger...
Well, like that commercial.
Yes.
Where she's like, I'm
the Comcast
moving.
One?
Yeah. And she has, like, the worst friends ever.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm doing anything else.
Yeah.
Like, basically.
I know. Oh,
like,
I will not be there for you.
She's doing yoga.
Yeah.
She says she has a bad back.
She's selfish.
I know.
She's a selfish friend.
Mm-hmm.
I helped my friend move a couple
See,
weeks
you're
ago.
Nice. You're a nice friend.
Didn't do much, though. Did you know that on U-Hauls, there's, like, a little U-Haul man, like, in every one of those pictures on the side of... the truck, there's like a little hidden guy on every U-Haul truck.
Was it like the X-Files guy? Is he crawling on
Mm-mm.
a pallet?
Ooh.
No.
There's a little
him.
Man in every
There's a little man with no legs that crawls into your body. He's
wow.
a mystic.
In a U-Haul.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I didn't know it either. And then someone said they saw it on Reddit, and then we looked at the U-Haul truck and found it.
Oh,
he
I'll
found
have
it and then pointed
pay
it out
attention.
To us.
Is it like
it's
a Where's
very
Waldo?
Small.
Kind
yeah,
of
it's
thing?
Like a Where's Waldo, and it's like the teeniest. Like, you wouldn't see it just like driving by a U-Haul truck.
Who is he? Is it like an owner?
It's like a little logo. His body's like a U and an H or something like that, but he has like a little face.
Oh.
I'll put it on the website so people can take a look at it.
Yes.
I never
you
heard
should.
That, though. I feel like that's one of those, you know how like Tootsie Pops, like.
Find the Indian.
Find
star.
The Indian with the star, oh. but it has to be the whole thing, and then you get like a free toy at Toy Works or
now
whatever.
Now we
which...
would all be accused of cultural appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
For,
oh,
looking
yes.
for Indian.
He's still on there though. He hasn't been taken off because
oh, well,
every day I have a Tootsie
will.
Pop at work, so I know.
They have Tootsie Pop popsicles now.
Do they?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh
yeah, they're like filled with the flavor, right?
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I could do that.
I don't either. I don't know how
the
to
ones,
go
the Starburst ones are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really good.
Yeah.
But there's only like four in a box and it's like $6.
Oh,
it's
there's
ridiculous.
Jolly Rancher push pops. I like that too.
Well, the Jolly Rancher, like, Rancher regular popsicles are wicked good too.
They are?
Yeah.
They have push pops.
Those are awesome. I want a popsicle.
So many good things to eat.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Don't tell Ariana Grande.
I know.
You're
yeah,
really
that's true.
Eating, though. She cares about
I was just gonna say,
your health.
Brayden got fried ice cream. Like, Hood makes fried ice cream.
Oh, my.
I think he said, I did not try it, but he ate the whole carton.
Wow.
Not in one sitting.
Somebody was just telling me they're obsessed now with frozen bananas. Not like chocolate-covered frozen bananas.
Not like a Good Bluth banana?
I don't know. What's that?
It's from Arrested Development. Oh. They had a banana stand.
There's always money in the banana stand. There's always money in the banana stand.
All right, guess what time it is.
Jessica's joke?
Nope. It's time.
That can only mean one thing.
Poop story?
Time for the latest.
Time for the latest.
Poop, 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 poop. I think you did that last week.
Did you put an echo?
An echo?
Did I add an echo?
I don't. Well,
I did, I, yeah, I did,
if
actually.
If not, then I do a mean echo.
I did add poop, an echo poop, to poop, it. Poop, I forgot poop. I did that.
Yeah, I liked it.
Good. Because it took me about 2 seconds to do.
Nice. Nice. So I have to do it again.
Okay.
Do I have to say
it? Let me note that.
Make a note of it.
You can say it again if you want to, and maybe I'll put an echo
just
on this one.
Because I like to say it. Well, yeah. I think every time you should say it, you should do an echo.
Okay.
Let's just make that a thing.
Okay.
Okay, tell us the story.
Well, it's oddly, you know, similar to ones that we've done.
What?
Yeah, so in Glastonbury, they have their...
Kanye, you know, West has a big piece of poop.
The Glastonbury Festival
mm-hmm.
Has 1,300 loos. Uh-huh. You know, they call their
potty
toilets loos, L-O-O-F. Yeah. So they say... Take photographs and leave only footprints. And if you were one of the thousands to visit Glastonbury Festival this weekend, please leave some poo as well.
What?
So, yeah.
Do they need to ask people?
So the contents from the festival's loos will be emptied and then over the course of 18 months turned into fertilizer, which will then be used on the Worthy Farm site and by local farmers. Human poo.
Oh, I don't like that.
There were more than 1,300 toilets at this year's festival, a fifth of which were compost loos, which eschew water and chemicals in favor of the user leaving a sprinkling of sawdust over solid waste.
Why were there only a fifth of them? Why wouldn't they do all of them?
I don't know. In about a year and a half.
Someone's going to go to the bathroom, they're going to grab whatever one's open.
Yeah.
Maybe
I don't know.
They don't want that much human poop.
The user has to sprinkle sawdust over it.
Yeah. How many of those drunken idiots do you think actually did it?
I mean, would you... I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, like, some kind of an animal.
Yeah, like a cat.
Yeah.
You turn around. You turn around and start kicking swiping it back into the deposit. Yeah, so in about a year and a half, the waste will have sufficiently broken down for use on the land around Glastonbury. Yes.
Gross. Who wants to go to Scotland?
The sanitation manager, I know, says that the product is called, they're nicknaming it humanure.
That's kind of funny.
It's going to be used on plants and hanging baskets.
And then hanging baskets?
Hanging baskets.
Hanging high above people's heads.
Yep. She said it's like fans are leaving a deposit for future years.
Wow. That's terrifying.
Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm. Gross.
I mean, this is happening everywhere. I think we're noticing that.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, you're up on this trend. You're really...
Right?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You have your thumb on the pulse of poop.
Of poop.
Mm-hmm.
Of humanure.
Humanure.
Was that your only poop story?
I had another poop story, but I don't know if it's as exciting.
I don't know.
No. You think it could be? All right. So, I think if you're a scientist, you really have an opportunity to study some exciting things.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, tiny nematode worms.
Ew, I already don't like this.
Have an unusual way of getting around. They travel on the Slug Poop Express.
I like that.
Yeah.
Is it like the Hogwarts Express?
Well, I don't know.
Is that George Carlin or Ringo? Which one's the conductor?
That's the George Carlin one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, they were both that, right?
Oh, they were.
I'm on Shining Time Station.
I don't remember.
Conductor Jones or something.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
So, a nematoid is a tiny worm that eats bacteria growing on rotting vegetation. And researchers wondered how the tiny creatures, measuring about a millimeter long, move long distances to the next feast. Because, you know, rotting vegetable, I mean,
right.
They eat it and it's gone, so they mm-hmm. have to find the next one. So, to find out how the worms manage to move from one food source to another, the scientists collected more than 600 slugs, plus 400 other insects and invertebrates from compost piles and gardens where nematodes and other creepy crawlies coexist. They dissected the invertebrates in search of nematodes and found that slugs, wood lice, and centipedes all had nematodes in their guts. But it was in the slug gut where the worms really flourished. Not only did they survive, they reproduced. And then when the slugs pooped the worms out, they went on their merry way.
I'm sure.
So there you have it. So then that's they gross. Learned that the worms feed on bacteria in the slug's gut.
Mm-hmm.
And now their next study will be to find out if the worms harm the slugs in any way.
Okay, so but that's just the same as they're just like a parasite, like a typical like tapeworm is to us, you know?
Yeah, but a tapeworm causes damage. I guess they don't know.
The tapeworm like eats all your food before you get a chance to.
Yeah, because you get really sick.
Yeah.
They don't know if the slugs get really sick. So they want
to
study
that. Is it beneficial
that.
To the slugs?
I want to know if it's beneficial to us to know that. Like, yeah. Why? Yeah.
Why study them?
Yeah. I don't understand the fascination.
That's true.
Well, everything needs to be studied, I guess.
Everything? Does yeah. everything need to? Okay.
I think sure. if... Why I mean, it, there could be more of an importance to that. Like, maybe
well,
that,
they could learn something. That's yeah. true. They could learn something important.
Exactly. Like, they had to discover that and then figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how scientists are. They come up with a question, and then they go after it.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes they make up the answers, and sometimes they don't.
Like Miss exactly. Grizzle always said, yeah. Ask questions. Make mistakes. Get messy. Or something. I forget.
Something
like
always
that,
said
right?
it, though. Yeah.
She did. She said
that's
it every
right.
time.
And that's what
who
we do
that?
On this show.
Who was Miss no, Grizzle? Was that Lily Tomlin?
Was it? It was somebody.
Oh, it could be.
And then every episode, Arnold would be like, I knew I should have stayed home today.
Yeah, I know. Shut up, Arnold.
Yeah, like, you're so lucky.
Did you ever see the thing about how, like, the kids from Magic School Bus and the kids from Captain Planet are, like, the exact same kids?
No.
But, like, in Captain Planet, they're, like, teenagers?
No.
You have, like, a kid with dark hair, and then you have, like, a black kid, and then you have, like, a nerdy redhead. Mm-hmm. Like, they're all, like, the same stereotypical.
Sounds like Recess, too.
A little bit, yeah. But these kids, like... The animation's, like, very similar.
Really?
Whereas Recess definitely had, like, a different vibe to it, I think.
Yeah. That's interesting, though.
Yeah, it was funny. I saw that meme going around a couple of years ago, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's true.
Are you ready for my joke?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, David Hasselhoff, like, he had to have this talk with his publicist, and he was like, I've been thinking about it, and, like, from now on, I really just want to be known as the Hoff.
Uh-huh.
And his publicist is like, okay, no hassle.
I get it.
Yikes.
That's funny.
You know?
No hassle.
You know?
No hassle.
You know what
she's pretty saying? Good. Yeah. That's a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to Hofstra and he started being called the Hoff, people started calling Hofstra the Hoff, and it was very weird.
That's funny.
Yeah. Don't like, can you stop calling Hoff. It? Yeah. For Becky 14.
That is funny.
No, don't hassle the Beck. Right?
Yeah.
Hasselbeck?
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Or her husband, Matt. It works two
I
ways.
Thought it was Tim.
I don't know. Matt Hasselbeck is somebody too, I think, right?
I don't know. Is he?
It could be Tim. I don't know. I don't know enough about sports. I barely know anything about sports.
Oh boy.
What's next on the docket?
Oh boy.
Oh wait, can I bring this up? We didn't talk about it, but
yes.
Did you hear about like Jimmy Fallon's like
ring? I heard about his finger.
So like no, he was out for
but
like,
I heard
a
it
week.
Was like a very graphic description of what happened.
Well,
I heard he gave.
I didn't see his explanation on the show, but right after it happened, I read what he said, and it was like he came home and it was like during the week and he fell and his ring got caught on his counter on the or the corner of his counter or table. And it almost cut his finger off. Like, it almost ripped his finger off his hand, and he almost had to have it amputated.
What kind of ring does he have?
I don't know, but
that
this is like something
great.
That happens,
gosh,
like,
that's horrible.
Often, I guess. It's, like, not uncommon for this to happen.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, and, like, it damaged his ring. His ring is getting fixed, too, and he said from now on he's just going to wear it around his neck. But he was in the ICU, supposedly, for 10 days. And, like, a bunch of people are saying
that he was...
They were like, he was drunk when he came home, and they're trying to, like, hide the fact that he's, like, a raging alcoholic.
Really?
Yeah, because 10 days in the ICU, they were saying that, like, you don't even get that.
Intensive care unit
right.
for your finger.
Yeah, they're like, there's no way.
Did he almost pull it off?
Well, it almost got amputated, but it wasn't, it was like he had surgery.
Yeah, but ICU?
Yeah, that's for, like,
that's
if you had
like,
a stroke or something.
Yeah, or, like, in a severe car accident,
yeah.
or, like, in a coma, I feel like.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they were trying to keep... people from finding him.
I don't know. There's now there's a lot of stories
intense.
About that.
Yeah, but what
really
do you
like,
think?
It's a cover
well,
up.
Well, I
for
feel like,
everybody
that's on SNL for a long time is like a crazy.
He was like a big cokehead, I guess.
Oh, you think he was in rehab?
And well, they were saying that.
Oh,
I don't know.
I don't know about rehab because 10 days in rehab is nothing, but
yeah,
it could have been trying to sort stuff out, you know, yeah. trying to be like. You're going to have to explain how you fell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Like, Braden's ring is, like, titanium, which, like, if that thing is ever stuck on his finger, like, that's never coming off. Like,
mm-hmm.
you can't, like, cut it off.
Yeah.
So, if it were something like that, that's interesting, though.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell Braden to be careful.
Yeah, I know, right? Don't fall on our counter.
So what do you guys think of this MTV documentary that's meant to shame white people?
I think that it's been a long time coming, and I honestly can't wait for it because I feel like I do need like a reality check.
Yeah, well,
like,
yeah.
You know, I like being white a little too much.
I think we all do.
So,
yeah.
I'm excited.
Like, it asks things like, you know, how do you think your life would be if you weren't white?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean...
I think you need to...
I don't know.
Question
reevaluate
that.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I know being white specifically has really helped me, you know.
Me too.
Give me all those scholarships for being white and
mm-hmm.
gotten, like, really great jobs all the time.
Yeah.
Just for being white, you
mm-hmm.
know. Like, working for minimum wage for years and...
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think you're just making that up.
Well, that's true.
Because white people make a lot more money just because.
And so do men.
Just because.
And men.
And Asians make, I think, way more than white people do.
They deserve it, though, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I don't care who makes what, honestly.
The only time you should look in your neighbor's bowl is to make sure he has enough to eat.
Oh,
have you been hanging out with Dad?
No, that was on an episode of Louie.
Oh, okay.
Who also says that being white is fantastic, and he would choose it again every time.
He's Mexican, though. He's like half Mexican.
Yeah, he is.
Louie.
He said his first language was Spanish.
Oh,
yeah, because
really? I didn't know he was
mom or his dad is Spanish, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, he
dad.
Doesn't look it at all, yeah.
Yeah,
his mom's Jewish, I think, right?
I don't know.
Something weird.
Yeah, he's like... big now, huh?
Yeah, Louis. Yeah, he blew up. I saw him a couple years ago in Hartford.
Yep.
And Todd Berry opened for him. It was great. It was actually not great because Todd Berry or Louis C.K. just talked about his like impending divorce, and it was more like a therapy session than like
really?
A show. Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
It was kind of disappointing. But
Jim Gaffigan has a show coming out that looks really funny.
I know.
I'm excited
for that. I love Jim Gaffigan. His regular opener is the new host of Red Eye, Tom Shalhoub. The guy that I got Braden's signature for.
Tom Shalhoub hosts Red Eye now.
Yeah.
And then
Greg has.
It's just the Greg Gutfeld.
And he's on the 5 still.
Oh, okay.
But the Greg Gutfeld show is only on Sundays. I haven't even seen it yet. I don't know. But we got rid of cable too, so I'd have to kind of go out of my way.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, according to. I think she might be a producer. It's being done by a Pulitzer Prize winning Jose Antonio Vargas. And it asks very uncomfortable questions.
Like Irish, right?
About he's white privilege white. And white frustration. Yeah, exactly. And it follows 5 young white people exploring their notions of racial identity in modern America. Apparently, they actually cry when they start to think about what white people have done.
Oh, my God.
What they've done in America. It forces participants to internalize.
I didn't do anything.
Well.
You're just a constant reminder of what these people, of what people who descended from the people that white people did bad things to.
Yeah, I think one of the producers said, the goal of the program is to start, in quotes, some real and honest conversations in a thoughtful, judgment-free environment.
Yeah. More like phony baloney conversations.
Well, and they're college kids who, you know, they're still forming their thoughts and, you know, what, like cause and effect and...
No, exactly.
You know, they can be swayed easily by by people. They have no life experience. I mean, it's really it's sad, and they make them cry.
It's sad for them.
I know, but like somebody was complaining, he said, "Let's make a show called Black People." And make them like he's saying, collectively blame all blacks for black crime statistics.
Well,
you know, I mean, it is, you know, annoying to, you can do anything and say anything about white male.
Yeah.
White females.
Poor babies. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. It's mostly white heterosexual males are like demonized completely in society.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's really,
you know, it's too bad.
That's really who it is.
I know. Why can't we all just get along?
I know.
No. Only Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
No one else's.
See, that's what they think is wrong. They think that Black lives don't matter to white people. And that's why...
That's what's so silly about, like...
They're privileged and they're not.
Like the Kanye going off about George W. Bush hates black people or whatever, like during the Hurricane Katrina
George
thing.
Bush doesn't care about white people. Black people.
But he, like, but George Bush has, like, done more in Africa than, like, any president ever. Like, he, like, goes over and, like, has done more humanitarian things for, like, Africans,
mm-hmm.
which are, like, very much black people.
Right.
You know, and that doesn't even get, like...
I think black people do more harm to black people than white people have.
Well, the fact that, like, they rail against things that... I mean, granted, like, the Eric Garner thing, I think, is... pretty terrible what happened to him, but like nobody
was he the chokehold
Hope yeah the Lucy Seller like that the chokehold
who was the one that like was it Michael Brown or something
but he ran at the cop
he like attacked the cop
and he had like pushed around some guy in the
and his strong arms but like in Chicago like they're like murders every like multiple murders every weekend and it's like black on black crime and like nobody talks about that like Barack Obama doesn't get up or Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton
they don't
go there
that's the thing and they're
you know
they're killing each other and
or even Springfield like every murder that happens in Springfield is gang related
mm-hmm. Are there no murders in Africa?
I don't know.
No, there's not.
Because I'm thinking there's probably a majority of blacks in Africa. Like, what's going on there? I think they're being downtrodden by their own people in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, but I'm saying in America.
Well, I know.
Because I mean, like, Swedes, I'm sure there are murders in Sweden, too, and that's white on white. But
No.
But that's the thing. I mean, it's only not. When it's... It really is only... Or even what's the Trayvon Martin and...
Zimmerman. Say, he was, like, white.
No, but he's not. He's, like, Hispanic.
Yeah.
And they kept calling him, like, a white Hispanic.
Yeah.
It's like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
First of all.
Everything's gotta be white.
He's a mess, though, too. Yeah. Like, at first, I was like, well, you can't beat the crap out of someone's... Like Trayvon Martin did, like, beat his face pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the,
you know,
did.
I mean,
I know.
But Zimmerman is definitely like becoming more and more hateable as time goes on. Mm-hmm. He's got
issues for sure.
Yeah, like
but
he's definitely
went out
a problem.
There looking for,
I know,
trouble.
That whole night was handled about as poorly as could be handled.
I think so.
Like, I don't think that kid deserved to be killed, but
no,
you can't beat the crap out of somebody like he did.
Yeah,
just because they're walking behind you. I mean, let's get serious. You can't. You can't do that. But
you shouldn't do that.
No, it's frowned upon.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree. So, you know, I think we've determined that there are some activities that you don't want to do combining alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I get it.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, like podcasting.
Podcasting is not
drawing.
Good. Taking pictures. Mm-hmm. So, Larry William Henry got drunk one night, and he got naked
after that.
Mm-hmm. Nice. One night, he got drunk and then naked, and went into a hog barn. In Millersville, Pennsylvania.
He went to Mingles in West Springfield. A hog barn, that's a funny.
Yeah. He had just finished a six-pack of Ham's beer. A true story, H-A-M-M. I know, that doesn't seem like much. I feel like he must have had several six-packs.
And he just finished the last
one. He was 64 years old.
Crushed.
Well, I shouldn't say was. He is 64 years old.
Yeah, what happened in that hog barn?
Well, I don't. He's
like that
speculate.
First. He's like Bill Gibson, where he's like, "Well, I should be 64." I crushed 3 6-packs, so I'm 72 or whatever.
In my reality, is I'm 36, and I'm a pig,
man.
And I want to get naked, and I want to go into a pig barn with the pigs. So they found him in there. He went in there because. He just likes pigs, okay?
That's a
he
direct
just
quote,
likes them.
Right?
It is a direct quote. I didn't make that up. They asked him why. He said point blank, I just like pigs. Okay?
Okay.
So fine. So he was charged with indecent exposure.
Right.
I mean, I don't think the pigs
to
care.
Who, though,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so he's naked in a pig barn.
What do they care?
Right. Criminal trespass. I mean, obviously, he didn't belong there.
Right.
He was defiant trespass, because he didn't care that he didn't belong there.
Right.
He went anyways.
Defiant trespass. Wouldn't it, like, I feel like just trespassing, you're defiantly trespassing.
Right.
Like,
well, you're, yeah. I mean, yeah, but he went on purpose, is what I'm saying. It wasn't like he wandered aimlessly after having a six-pack, which I agree. That's suspect.
Well, who knows? He could have been, like, stoned or on perks or... he sounds
right,
like a dude
true.
That would also mix and match, like, and who knows
stuff.
The alcohol content of hog's beer could be 13%.
Ham's beer.
Ham's beer. Beer. Sorry,
we don't
my apologies.
Have that around here.
No. Maybe Jeez, it's like man. A heady, like a strong IPA. You know.
Oh,
stout.
A stout. It, yeah. Apparently,
a stout.
he had already been on the property a couple of years earlier, so they had banned him from the property previously.
Oh, that's why it's defiant.
Yes, yeah, yes. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, public
better.
Drunkenness also. He what?
He knew better.
He did. He already
he should have learned his
it.
Lesson about going and effing with pigs.
No.
First time.
Oh. We don't want to think about that, but no
Is
doubt.
That what he did, or he was just naked with
pigs?
Yeah,
well, I'm...
Or did he not
we
get
don't
that
know.
Far?
Maybe he just liked them. Like
he likes
he
just, being
very
around
tactile.
Them.
He needs to like rub up on them.
I'm saying he might feel like
thing.
Yeah.
His reality may be that he is a pig, so he likes to be around them naked.
Did he say that though, or he just likes them?
He likes them. He didn't say he did anything. He wasn't charged with pig molestation. Piggishness behavior to a pig. He wasn't. Actually, other than the nakedness.
Somebody posted a very funny thing. Because I follow, it's Springfield 413 then and now.
Yeah.
I don't think I took the whole thing, but it's an article from like a long time ago, and it's about, it's vicious chimp killed by police in mm-hmm. Springfield.
Oh, really?
And
I only have like the first part of it because I thought it was funny. But Jigs, a male chimpanzee with a reputation for viciousness, was shot and killed by policemen Friday shortly after he escaped from his cage in the Forest Park Zoo. Oh, Jigs had ripped out a bar in his cage to he ripped out a bar in his cage to escape.
They're strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
They're scary.
That was after he ripped out four other bars and moved his mate and their one offspring into the adjoining lion's cage.
What?
He moved two other chimps. But then, like, later in the, you can tell this is an old article just from, like, the way it's written. And the fact that the male chimp's name was Jigs, I feel like, is
odd.
Yeah.
But it said something about...
They did not get away with that,
no. Exactly.
Yeah.
It said something about how... The attendants found Jigs, his mate Nancy, and the other one. And it said something about how they were
on comic strip kind of
Jigs
couple?
Nancy, yeah, like a 1920s comic strip, like an old Walt Disney one. But it said that they were unmolested by the lions.
Unmolested. Oh, good.
I was like, what an old article. Like everything about this is just old.
Really.
Hard.
So here's another thing that you don't want to do when you're drinking.
Uh-huh.
Or I'll just start reading it. Okay. A young man who was drinking,
uh-huh,
celebrating the 4th of July, tried to launch a firework off the top of his head.
Well, he didn't, though.
He placed a fireworks mortar tube on his head and set it off. The firework exploded, killing Staples instantly. He was from... Maine.
Yeah, but Amy said he didn't. It's not.
One thing that I heard that makes slightly more sense is like to go towards, like to give him slightly more credit for being an idiot. But he tried to light it off and he thought it was dead, so that's when he put it on his head and that's when it went off.
Right.
So he wasn't attempting to light, because I feel like a mortar is like a large firework. Like,
yeah.
That will, no matter what, do damage.
Yeah.
So I think he was an idiot, but I don't know. I feel it makes slightly more sense that way.
See, again, you've got a 22-year-old who's been drinking,
mm-hmm,
and that's like college age. They're still trying
they
to...
That's graduating from college
age. Really, but still,
yeah.
I mean, until you're 25, you don't really get, like, you know, bad things can happen when you do dumb things.
You know what's crazy and horrific to think about is that he's there, like, with... his close friends and family for 4th of July. It's like the cleanup. Like, what did they all have to see when the
I heard about that actually.
What
that
did you
when
hear?
The EMTs and stuff got there, it was just like his body, like his head was gone.
Mm.
Like there was nothing.
No, he put a mortar on top.
Yeah,
of his
head. I know, but
it
I was
like exploded.
Like,
it was like a watermelon, like shooting a watermelon.
Yes.
Like it was his
oh my God.
Body. Which is also, but I mean, I've seen like effed up video, like even like the Zapruder film, like that happens quickly, you know, where it's like they probably didn't really have to witness his head exploding,
but they did have to see his body. Did they get his guts on their face? You know, did they get his brain?
Oh,
yeah, in their
eye?
Had like,
to go everywhere.
Like his mom was screaming and his brain went in her mouth.
Well, and then his idiot mom like wants to amp up the laws for like fireworks and stuff in Maine.
They had just
they legalized it a couple years
before,
ago. Yeah.
Yeah,
but like
legalized them.
But why would the laws need to be like what? Like policemen need to come door to door and say like, please don't light a mortar off your head or
I know that's
like
always
what
the
law
way.
Is going to be.
Right,
he's 22.
We're not going
to
be
not a child.
To, I know.
Like,
we've talked about this. We're going to not be able to make a single move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, exactly.
This is why, you know, Ariana Grande is complaining how fat Americans are, because we can't do anything.
Yeah.
We want to be able to do things these days.
Yep.
we can't. They won't let us.
Yeah, it's just...
You can't even wear skinny jeans.
Well, she was Australian.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for her. They're messed up.
That's right. We can wear skinny jeans.
They yes, we
let
can.
Us do that. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's all right then.
For now. As of now.
Any other jokes, Jess?
No, that's the only one.
That's the one?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that was a good one.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
Not bad. Mm-hmm.
All right. I got nothing.
Riveting, yeah.
I got nothing.
Me either. I'm tired. I'm sleepy.
Thanks for coming over tired, Amy.
You're welcome. Okay. I actually got more sleep last night than I normally do, but...
Yeah.
I got like 7 hours of sleep last night, so I woke up at 5:30. Oh. I thought I had to wake up, but I got another half hour of sleep.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great
thing. When that happens.
Not really, though, because then I... like realize that like, oh, my body thinks 7 hours is too much sleep for me. My body clock's all messed up. Yeah, it was not fun.
Oh.
And it's so muggy in our house because we don't have air conditioning.
I don't even know.
Or like fans.
Do that.
We have a fan in our room, but
no, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay for an air conditioner because I'm cheap.
I don't think I could go back to.
I know, but you have, like, central air. We don't even have that option.
I have central air.
Yeah, I know you do.
You do that one point.
You have a smaller home than we do, too.
How dare you?
I know. I do want to get it for our room, right.
There's
Yes, Jess?
There's these fans at Best Buy, those Dyson ones.
Those are so much. They're like $400.
I know, but they look, like, really Dyson. Efficient.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah.
They go, like...
Well, we got a fan for our wedding, and Braden lost it somewhere.
How do you lose a fan exactly?
I'd like to know that myself, because I'm quite irritated with him for losing it.
Maybe we should shut this
I think it's
off
in the guest room. I know. No, I think it's in the guest room, which we can't get into, because the 100-year-old doorknob fell off. So we need to, like, break into that room. But he thinks he put it in there conveniently
That's
enough.
Funny.
So.
That is funny stuff.
I get to go home to my sweaty house.
All right.
And my dog will jump on me and breathe in my face.
Huh.
And then I can go to bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I had fun.
You too.
Good job, you guys.
You too.
Maybe we'll get together next week.
Maybe. Okay. We shall see.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.